Shalom uvracha. We're continuing building our outlook on life based on David HaMelech's way of going through his life. We were discussing the Pesukim from Mizmor Chof Hey. It's brought down that a person says this, the Kavona, you'll be Nitzel Medina Shel Gehenim. Upon him. In the course of this mizmah, he starts off with his bitachon in Hashem, and he says, "Al evoisha, I will not be embarrassed when I have bitachon in Hashem." I think the pasuk right afterwards, he seems to repeat it again. Gam kol koyvecha lo evoisha. Anybody who turns to Hashem will not have embarrassment, even if he's not on the level of David HaMelech. Anybody on any level who lives a life of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will not be embarrassed. In the course of the Mizbah, he talks about requesting from Hashem that he should direct him to get closer to Hashem, to Yizrecha, to the Rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to follow in the ways of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way a person can be real Baal Chesed is if he pays attention to all the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him. Now that's something which we really have to work on every second of our lives, but especially now, with all the tzaras that are going on, there's so many Chesedim. Just the other day, met somebody, described to me that while he's in the army, yeah, two times, he was so close to death, seemed to be trapped from all sides with Arabs all around, with another two or three other soldiers. And somehow Kodesh Baruch Hu got them out of it. What's the pasuk he says in the middle of the Mizmar? Einai tomid el Hashem. My eyes are always towards Hashem. Ki yoisi mireshes raglai. He'll take me out of any trap I go into in my life. But this is what we have to incorporate in the way we approach life. This is an opportunity given to us by Kodesh Baruch Hu for us to make a change in the way we approach things. Pay more attention. We're saying this time and again, but everybody has to think of a way. I have to take something with me from the situation. I can't just remain the same person coming out of it. And if we do that, then what David HaMelech is describing, I won't be embarrassed, we won't be embarrassed. Because at the end of the game, when the times come, the Achas HaYomim, Hashem's going to reveal to us everything. And He's going to reveal to us that I set up this whole situation for every individual in Klal Yisrael to make that change, to realize that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not just I need you. Pay attention more how much I am in Hashem's hand. Like David HaMelech says, Einai tomid el Hashem. I can always turn to Hashem for everything. Whether I know what's going on, I don't know what's going on, I know I'm in Hashem's hands. We go through that, if you go through this situation in such a fashion, and we come out with a more real feeling of how much we are in Hashem's hands. We turn to Hashem not just because it's an act of desperation, we have nothing better to do, but it's because this is the right thing to do. We really see that everything has been set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then we will eternally be proud that we went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We took advantage of the situation. And Rachman Islam, the ones that don't, and the whole time they're just thinking about how they could do a better job than the prime minister or the general, or how corrupt the world is, and all the other things people are talking about. Listening to the news nonstop, they're going to have an eternal embarrassment, unfortunately, because they're going to be shown Hashem gave you this opportunity to be zeicha to the greatest things of all. Live closer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. improve the quality of your life, not just now, throughout life. Because one who pays attention to how much Hashem is with him and has been with him, he is the one who has a real peace of mind. He's the one who can take advantage of life to its fullest. He's the one who has room in his heart to care for other people outside of him. That's a Jewish person. A Jewish person is not constantly involved in himself. He takes care of himself. But his focus is on how he can emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could he be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to him and be like that to others? If we just think about a few weeks ago, the different fears that we had then, concerns that we have then, we don't know what's going to be in the future, but at least for now, Baruch Hashem, a lot of those things that we're concerned about did not play out. The situation is complicated. I'm not belittling it. In some ways, it's worse than it was before. But a lot of things we were afraid of, Baruch Hashem, did not materialize. And when Mispal Takodesh Baruch, they will not materialize ever. We have to be thankful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He shook us up terribly, and he's still shaking us up. But he's shaking us up to run to him, to realize we're in his good hands. And that's one of the last psukim he says, Shomer nafshi v'atzileini. Please watch over me and save me. Al eivosh ki chosisi boch. A third time he says that I won't be embarrassed because I turn to you. In other words, David HaMelech is talking about a situation that he had to do things. Like now, he had to go to war. It was, and it's not finished, but it's a battle with a lot of hishtadlis, with ammunition, and people risking their lives, and going behind enemy lines. And we're doing our things to mechazik with our tefillas, meisim tovim, and we're helping in all kind of different ways. We have to do the hishtadlis. But if we just toil on ourselves, that I'm the one who's running the show, then we'll have a different type of embarrassment. Embarrassment of not recognizing what was really happening. Not recognizing that everything is orchestrated by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Don Melch is saying. Yes, I need Shmira. I need protection. We all need protection now. But I'm turning to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hatzileini. I'm not being toiled in the fact that I have a gun or I don't have a gun or somebody else has a gun. That's whatever the Ishtalis people are doing. If it's good Ishtalis, it's terrific. But that's not the thing which we are relying on and returning to. Because we know if Hashem watches over us, we don't need any of these things. And Hashem has been doing that and He will continue doing that. Shomer nafshi v'atzileini. Al eivosh ki chosisi boch. I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the one who's going to save me. David HaMelech was a big warrior and a very powerful soldier. The Gemara describes them as being very, very fit, top-notch soldiers. But in the whole Tehillim, he doesn't mention a word about his great soldiers. He's always saying about Re'oni v'amoli b'nei elai v'choneinu ki yochid v'oni oni. He looks at himself as a poor person. I have nothing of my own because I know everything's from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an Nisan we're going through now, to be focused that we have to do things, the country has to do things, but the most important thing for us to do, and that's what Hashem wants us to do, is take advantage of the situation and b'shas ma'isa, while we're at it, turn to Hashem. But more than that, build up a new type of relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will make it natural that I turn to Hashem. Why would it be natural? Because I pay more attention. When I get up in the morning, I appreciate the fact that I'm alive. And when I can see, I appreciate my eyes. And when we're walking, to appreciate that we're able to walk. It's not a simple thing. We keep our balance. We don't fall. I had an aunt. She was older. She was already 90. She told me every time she leaves her house, she says a small tefillah that she should not fall on the way and she make it to her destination and come back. We don't even think about it. But there's so much that we can't think about. And like we said, we had terrible losses in this war. Every Jew that was lost is a terrible tsar for us, and it's a tsar for the families that remain. But there's so much siyat shemaya, so many super dangerous things that our young men went through. And Baruch Hashem, come out, all of them are still alive. So this is what we have to say today. Once again, we are going to take advantage of the situation. We're going to try to pay attention more to make it more natural for us. Whenever something comes up in our lives, right away, I know this is from Hashem. I'm in your hands. I'm turning to you. And Mirz Hashem, if we do that, then we will never be embarrassed because we are putting ourselves in Hashem's hands. B'day Elihim es Yisrael mikol tzoroi sof. She was zeicher to see the redemption from all the tzoros of Klal Yisrael.